From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Several hundred people descended on Colorado's state capitol today to protest the Electoral College process and watch the state's 9 electors vote. One elector was replaced after he failed to vote for Hillary Clinton. He could face a year in jail. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado law binds electors to the popular vote winner. However, some electors said they wouldn't rubber stamp a vote for Clinton. The binding law was reaffirmed in both the state and federal court, but elector Michael Baca still wouldn't back Clinton. Protesters, including Valerie Waddell, praised Baca for taking a stand.
I'm here to support the electors to vote their conscience. I agree with changing the system.
The goal for protesters and some electors has been to send a symbolic message across the country, urging electors in states that went for President-elect Donald Trump to reject him. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
UCCS Chancellor Pam Shockley-Zalabak is retiring effective mid-February. Shockley-Zalabak has more than a four-decade association with the university, with 15 years as its leader. Associate Vice Chancellor Venkat Reddy, Dean of the College of Business, has been named interim. According to UCCS, Shockley-Zalabak plans to return to a private consulting company and continue conducting research and write. And former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita has entered a not guilty plea in relation to corruption charges. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports a judge has scheduled a trial beginning at the end of May. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.